I don't know if you remember this, but early in the second quarter, you were down 17. It's 24-7 with about 6:11 to go first quarter. And, you know, things look pretty bleak for even in the third quarter. You had two starters on the bench and three fouls here. How do you describe this game?
A lot of heart in the third and fourth quarter. You know, first half, we, you know, Erica got in foul trouble. You know, we just weren't getting into our offense. You know, when you have two freshmen that have never been out there before and you have a sophomore and even your juniors really haven't played in this kind of pressure situation of sub-state. And there was a lot of nerves. There was a lot of nerves. And I said at halftime, I said, you just got to believe it's just another game. I said, just go out there and do what we know how to do and just square up and look at the basket. And they came out fighting. And I told them by the fourth quarter we'd be back in this, and they just kept battling, and I can't be more proud of these girls right now.
Oh, absolutely. just a gutsy effort. And it was players that were taking over here and taking over there. You had at a time Allie Patton in the second quarter, and then you had Erica in the third quarter. You had Ella in the third quarter. You had Ella again in the fourth quarter. She had six in a row, and I like that little spin move she had. It was kind of an unusual spin in, but it was like she was almost like the point guard out there, just kind of relaxed going down the court there with that layup. That was a big point to go up 44-42.
You know, Ella just came out of her shell tonight. You know, she was making her moves with on the dribble. She was shooting the three. You know, everything we wanted her to do all year, she put it together tonight. And, you know, she deserves this. You know, I hope that this shows that she has the confidence to do anything.
Well, that was, you know, what it was early in the first half. You knew coming in that they were going to double down on Brooke Strine. They did a lot in their 2-3 zone. But, you know, she kept shooting. Brooke did. And she was scoreless in the first half, ended up with just four tonight. But you mentioned it was others stepping up there. And another player we need to talk about that's played a lot of minutes, Tori Ford. She did a lot of outstanding things for you guys tonight. She had 2 points there, but, you know, she was not shy of trying to take it to the basket to score. And just by watching, you wouldn't know that she hasn't played a whole lot on varsity all year.
You know, I looked at the bench, and I knew I needed to put somebody in because, you know, the younger girls were in nerves were going. And I knew Tori would battle, and she would push and shove, and she would go for the rebounds. And, you know, she did. She went for the rebound that one time and got a basket on top of that. Mm-hmm. You know, when her number is called, man, she is going to give you every ounce of effort. Anything she can do, she's going to do because she wants the most for that team. And so she really stepped up big in a few key spots in this game.
You know, I didn't think you guys were down 12 of the half, and then you guys make your big runs there in the third quarter. It seemed like you guys were trading basket for basket, but then it just looked like you guys were back into kind of a fine tune there and well-oiled machine there when you guys were getting some high percentage shots.
You know, we were. You said Brooke didn't score a lot, but, you know, when she got the ball, she turned and looked at the basket and was making some nice little dishes to Ella underneath. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody just worked so well together tonight. Everybody stepped up at the right time to make this all happen. We got some huge rebounds, both offensively and defensively. And so it was definitely a complete team effort. Even the people on the bench, you know, we were getting down and stuff, and the bench was still behind us and yelling and screaming. And, you know, everybody was part of this win.
Well, you guys find a way to win it, and now it's an all-GWAC sub-state semifinal beginning on Thursday night. It's going to be Cimarron, and you guys are very familiar with them. It was just last week you guys played them, and who knows, maybe third time's the charm.
You know, I think it is. I really believe that if we can get 32 minutes put together at one time against Cimarron, anything can happen. We're going to have to play an A-plus game to knock them off, but I know the girls are going to be regrouped and they're going to be ready to go, and they want to get to the Saturday game. And so now we're off to goal number two, and that's second round.
A 36-18 rally here in the second half. Is this something where maybe this is a recipe to get some confidence into Thursday's semifinal?
I hope so. I hope so. But I told him, I said, please don't ever spot a team 12 points at the beginning of the game. Please don't.
Yes. Yeah, that's not a good recipe.
No.
Well, Coach Amy Felker here post game. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it. And we get to do it at least one more time. Hopefully,
right.
A couple more here. Thanks again,
Adam.
Coach.